home was a swimming hole and a fishing pole and the feel of a muddy road between my toes. Home was a back porch swing where I would sit and Mom would sing Amazing Grace while she hung out the clothes.
Those of you that know our family from listening to us for so many years, know that Jennifer has had to put up with a lot in the years we've been married and in construction and as a younger man who knew everything, got caught in an economic cycle. We had to move from a nice home that we lived in to a manufactured home that I had bought property in what's now called Anthem. It was on the side of Circle Mountain. And Jennifer had to drive out there with a couple kids, babies, infants, and sign off on the delivery of this unit. And we didn't have cell phones back then. You tell the story.
Well, at the time, we actually had four kids. And your mom came with me. And it was a brand new, you know, what you would picture as a single wide. I think, what's the middle? It wasn't double, it wasn't single. It was something in between. Is there such a thing?
I don't think so. I think it was a single one.
Okay. So it was up on the side
of
the hill.
It's all we could afford at the time.
It was up on the side of the Rocky Mountain.
It was more than we could afford.
And we had to haul water. It was exciting times.
Yeah.
But the day that the delivery came, there was a dip in the road, and the driver pulled out there. It was way off in the middle of nowhere, and he got out and he looked at me and said, "Now, Jennifer, I think I can get this thing across this wash in one piece. But if I don't, it's yours." He said, "But if you want me to do this, you have to sign permission for me to do this, that, you know, that it's okay." Man, I sweated. I looked at him. He said, "I really think I can. I really think I can." So I signed the paper. And he got in that big rig and he started up the road and through the dip. He made it through the dip and then off the other side. And then getting up to the pad on the side of the mountain, he blew out like three tires. And your mother had her head between her knees. And I was hooting and hollering and doing a happy dance. But, oh, my gosh, that was exciting.
What did we live in that? We lived in a house, what, 2 years?
Two and a half. Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, let's bring Steve into the conversation, who's called the show. Let's see if we can get his question on before we have to break for top of the hour break. Steve calling from Scottsdale. Good morning, sir.
Rosie. Good morning. Longtime listener. And as fate would have it, my wife and I just bought one of these homes.
Okay.
And we're going to get it in about 4 months. Here's the question. I've got to have it hooked up for the plumbing, you know, the water and stuff like that. Do I do that all first, or do I wait for the structure to come and then do it afterwards?
Well, and you know where you're going to put this, and is it out on a piece of rural piece of property someplace, or is it in a park, or what?
No, it's in a downtown Scottsdale area that's zoned for two houses. I've got one on it right now, so I know where I'm going to put it.
Okay. Well, they'll be able to provide you the plan. I would get the utilities up close to where you're going to put it, but not interfere with their delivery of the unit. They'll coordinate all that with you and kind of coach you along. Do you mind me asking, who did you pick it up from?
You know, I don't even know who my wife bought it from, quite frankly.
Okay. All right. They'll coach you through it, Steve. They've got all the contacts and the associations and strategic alliances with people that do it all the time that can kind of coach you through it. But generally speaking, we get the utilities kind of close. Don't interfere with the delivery. Let them drop it, and then you just finish. It's plug and play, baby. You drop the unit down, plug in the sewer, plug in the fresh water, plug in the electric, and boom. You're good to go.
And just about, Rosie, just about any good plumber would be able to plug and play those kind of things for the water?
Yes, there's nothing tricky about the plumbing that's any different than a regular home. Nothing tricky at all. You'll be connecting to city sewer in Scottsdale. You'll be connecting to city water. You're not having to deal with septic. You're not having to deal with well water. Yeah, any plumber should be able to do it. No problem.
And Steve, if you get our newsletter or you check out our website on the blog today, there's all kinds of links to the manufactured home industry of Arizona, different distributors and stuff. You can look towards the bottom of the article and find all kinds of good resources as well.
a whole resource guide
for you.
Thank
you, guys. I feel much better about it now.
Okay, man. Good luck.
And I would definitely get the plumber out there.
Scope it out.
The water supply is easy. That's not a big deal. It's the water drain, because you've got to have a slope. And how, you know, are you going to have to put an extra layer of brick foundation to set this on top of, so you've got enough slope for the drain line to get all the way out to the street?
Depending on where he is on the lot. That's a very critical consideration.
That you definitely want him out there ahead of time for that, to make sure your pad's prepped properly and high enough that you can get the proper drainage away, because you don't want to pump that stuff.
No, you don't.
There are pumping tools.
Stations.
And you see them a lot in basements and stuff, but no. You want natural gravity flow once and done, and, you know, pumps go bad, and that's not fun.
Gravity's worked from the beginning of
yes.
time. just count on gravity. You're going to be a lot happier and a lot less maintenance intensive, that's for sure. So I hope we've opened your eyes with the surge that we are seeing in second home buying and that getaway piece of property.
And just know, if you do find something rural, it's hard to find people to come out to service you.
Yes, it is.
You've got to be prepared to be a little handy yourself, or be patient waiting for somebody to come out and service you. Because, you know, when you live rural and you live remote, there's not a lot of people. There's obviously limited resources to come help you. So you got to be a little self-sufficient.